Well, it's certainly unfortunate that it came to this, but we understand that this came down to a cost issue for Carnival. Obviously, with the new international emissions regulations that go into effect, Carnival needed to make a decision this far out, you know, a year and a half out, because, again, the cruise lines need to settle their cruise schedules this far out. And Carnival was up against their own deadline and had to make a decision for 2015. And with the new emissions regulations out there that are going to require the use of an ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, that fuel is also a lot more expensive. And unfortunately, it played out the way it did for us.
Requirement, that's not an issue in Tampa? I mean, where Tampa's not in the zone where that fuel is required?
Well, it is in the zone, but it's not in the zone as long as North Atlantic ports, like New York, like Baltimore, certainly like Norfolk, Virginia. The issue also was finding, let me do that again, Rob. Governor O'Malley was a huge help on this issue for us, in that he placed a call to the EPA to try and encourage them to review a proposal that Carnival had already made to them that would put Carnival in compliance with these emission regulations, again, because it was a timing issue. Carnival wanted or needed to come out with their cruise schedule for 2015. So, you know, we aggressively went after the EPA to encourage them to review this proposal. Unfortunately, in the end, it was not able to come to pass, and Carnival had to make a business decision for their future.
What does this mean for jobs at the port? I know that between the Carnival ship and the Royal Caribbean ship, there were 220 jobs at the Port of Baltimore. How many jobs potentially could the port lose here?
Well, obviously, we have two cruise lines, Carnival and Royal Caribbean. Carnival will remain here through November 2014, so certainly it's not like they're leaving right now. But obviously, it's half of our cruise business. You know, it's half of the jobs in general, half of our cruise business. So what the Port Administration is actively doing as we speak is speaking to other cruise lines who also understand the real value that this port and this city and this state have for cruising. You know, we have a lot of advantages. We sit within the third largest consumer group in the United States. We sit in one of the wealthiest consumer groups in the United States. And the location of the cruise terminal, being located right off I-95, allows for an easy drive for a lot of neighboring states. We get folks that come here from the Carolinas, from into the Midwest, Ohio, Pennsylvania, even Indiana, and obviously north up in New York, New Jersey. So there's a lot of advantages here, and we're obviously going to attack that aggressively.
Grandeur of the Seas, the Royal Caribbean ship that was damaged by a fire that sailed out of Baltimore, that's going to resume its cruises just in the next couple of weeks, correct?
Correct. The Grandeur of the Seas will be back here sailing year-round from the port on July 12th, and we're really excited to welcome them back. And, yes, so we will look forward to their return.